Both of you guys have something in common. You didn't really start your careers as a Raider. You became Raiders. So, Robert, how did you become a Raider?
That is a very, I got to give a short or long answer.
We got about 45 minutes
okay,
to an hour.
So it goes something like, this. In 19, I played 8 years prior to joining the Raider Nation. I played 8 years with the Rams. They drafted me out of UCLA. By 1993, they decided to go to St. Louis. I didn't want to go to St. Louis. So I signed with the then Los Angeles Raiders. Now, the interesting thing is I was injured, okay? And nobody, no other team wanted, because of my injury, it was a toe injury that they say I'd never be able to bear weight on my toe ever again and move or push anybody around as a lineman. But John Madden saw me working out at Foothill High School in the summer of 1993. He places a phone call, him and his son, Mike and Joe, they both see me working out there. I'm pushing sleds, you know, and I'm doing all this. And they call up Mr. Davis and they said, hey, I got somebody born and raised and bred here in the Bay Area that's ready to come home and join the family. That is how I joined the Raiders. Al Davis gives me a call. He says, come on down to training camp. Don't even worry about your contract because I'm going to pay you more than you would have paid yourself.
Wow.
That's something else. That is some story. Shows you hard work pays off in the end. Link, how about you? How did you become a Raider?
Well, the short story for me is that I met late, great Al Davis for the first time when I was playing in the Shrine game coming out of college. And we were practicing down at Stanford Stadium. And I remember walking up the hill after a practice and I saw Al in one of his white jumpsuits and his towel in his hand, sucking his teeth over the side. And I said, as a young guy coming out of college, like, man, that's Al Davis. I ran up to him and I said, Mr. Davis, a pleasure to meet you. My name is Lincoln Kennedy. He said, I know who you are. He says, when we have our pick, you're probably not going to be there, but I promise one day you'll be a Raider. But fast forward, I was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, and I played 3 years down there, but I didn't like my experience. I didn't like Jerry Glanville and I hated June Jones. So when it came time for me to get out of there, I had a few teams come calling me. My agent let me know that Al Davis and the Raiders were interested. My question was, are they going back to Oakland or going to be in LA? Because it's a different experience. No offense to the LA family, but it is a different experience from Oakland to LA. It is what it is. So he told me they're coming back up to Oakland and I said, sign me up. And the moment I showed up for free agency in the minicamp, being traded over, I saw Al Davis on the practice field and he pointed to me and said, I told you you'll be a Raider one day, and here you are. Been the one ever since.
That's a great story. That is a great story. You were part of that move from LA back to Oakland. What was that exchange like for players who were wearing a uniform, especially for a guy who grew up here?
You know, for me, it was, I actually became kind of like the moving, expert on how to transition because, like I said, I was born and raised up here, and then we find out that we're coming back to Oakland, and so all the players are like, well, what is it like in Northern California? I said, man, what do you mean, what is it like? I said, they are the original Raiders. They will always be the original Raiders. I said, you're going home. You're leaving L.A. and you're coming home. That's what's happening to you. So, you know, part of it for me was, hey, you know, that first year, I think we had the practice in L.A., and then we played games here, our home games here. The thing that I remember most about that was being on the plane with my daughter at the time. She's just a baby. She would sit with Al Davis's wife and with her and my wife. They would sit in the plane and come up here, we'd play the game. So, you know, I got to really understand the family aspect of not only the team, the ownership of the Raiders, but our fan base. I mean, Oakland, I was born and raised here. This is where I'll die.